miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And our show weekly brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. It's udocs@gmail.com, UDOCS@gmail.com. Dr. Mike's email for any questions or comments. Our guest again coming up at 35 after the hour, Adele Levine. She is a practicing physical therapist, and her book is called Run, Don't Walk. It's the Curious and Chaotic Life of a Physical Therapist Inside Walter Reed Army Medical Center. She has rehabilitated just so many American soldiers, mostly men, young guys deployed to and returning from war-torn Iraq and Afghanistan. Her story is incredible, and you want to be here to hear it, beginning at 35 past the hour. In the meantime, we'll run through these medical stories of the week, which also are terrifically interesting week after week after week. Talk about Dr. Mike, gum disease and heart disease that are linked in a new study. What can you tell us?
Well, there have been a large number of studies over the years, and they started before 1999 because we included them in fact, in the first edition of the You, the Owner's Manual, and in Real Age, in fact. And in fact, having periodontal disease, that is disease of your gums, was about the fourth or fifth leading cause of aging. It ages us. And what this study did, this was a study in mice that adds more weight to this because they infected the mice's, the mice, if you will, their gums with four separate bacteria. And when those bacteria, those specific species, got to their aorta or their blood vessels, their big blood vessels, the bacteria, I can't even pronounce the name of them, but they're four specific ones, they went from that to having large degrees of plaque in their arteries. So keeping your teeth and gums healthy, especially your gums, atherosclerosis that leads to heart disease, stroke, memory loss, wrinkles, and impotence. So the best way of saving your sex life, guys, is to floss. The best way of preventing wrinkles, women, is to floss. So it's pretty easy. And I know one of our frequent listeners has done that and reduced her inflammatory damage from her, from gum disease, from a large amount to virtually none, and turned her life quite around because of that.
It's very simple. Did. How does that work? How does not flossing your teeth cause plaque in your arteries?
Well, what happens, we think this is an immune reaction, but they actually have shown in this that the bacteria migrate from your gums through the blood supply, apparently, in your gums into your system and affect and stick in the plaque in your arteries and cause inflammation there, making it much more likely to rupture, much more likely that you have a heart attack, stroke, memory loss, etc. So these four specific species of bacteria apparently do very well at getting from your gums into your arteries.
Wow. UDOCS@gmail.com, UDOCS@gmail.com. What is antisense? Am I pronouncing that right? Antisense?
Right. Antisense is something that actually destroys the normal protein makeup. And so this is a very interesting set of studies saying, could we build molecules that attacked other proteins and decrease Alzheimer's disease? So this study set up to do exactly that, and the antisense molecules destroy or attack the proteins that you have, and that stopped the bacteria or other things from building up what we call amyloid and tau proteins and decreased inflammation. And in fact, it not only did that, but in these mice, it actually caused their hippocampuses to grow or to get bigger. Hippocampus is the key organ for memory in your brain. Remember, I often say there's only one organ in your brain where size matters. That's your hippocampus. You want a big hippocampus because that means big memory and better brain function. Well, this antisense compound, a totally new compound, just developed to attack beta amyloid producing cells, in fact succeeded and knocked out the production of beta amyloid and tau, and in these mice it restored normal brain function, normal memories, normal ability to run mazes. So this was the second study this week that showed you could build this antisense protein against Alzheimer's disease in mice. My guess is we'll see this probably 4 to 5 years away from seeing it in routine human testing, and to see if it really does work at decreasing Alzheimer's disease in humans.
Garcinia cambogia?
You right? Got it.
Yeah, guys. Oh, well, I've seen this linked to Dr. Oz in some way. And is it promoting weight loss, or what is this? What is it? Fake.
Right. Well, so what the problem with this is really Mehmet, Dr. Oz, went on his show, I think in 2011, citing some of the data. Well, since then, there was so much demand for this substance, which caused about a 5% weight loss. So if you weigh 150 pounds, 7.5 pounds weight loss, it mainly works by its fiber content, we think. But anyway, there was such demand for it that they have now sold 10 times in the last year. They sold 10 times as much Garcinia as has been produced in the entire history of the world. What does that mean to you? It means that at least 90% of it is fake. And if you say it's been sold for a lot of years, it's probably 99.5% of the Garcinia isn't. And that's one of the problems. Most of the Garcinia, you want 1,500 milligrams or 1.5 grams a day, most of the Garcinia is fake. And so that's the problem of buying Garcinia. It may or may not work. We don't know. The studies done with the real Garcinia look like it worked, but most of the Garcinia being sold now isn't.
Yeah, I've been on the internet going on Google or whatever the search engine is, and I see it, Garcinia, and it's Dr. Oz's name is connected to it. Oprah Winfrey's used it, and that's been her secret to losing weight. When she loses weight, Garcinia, whatever, blah, 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 blah.
I can tell you, since she said I'm her physician,
yeah,
and since she tweeted about that, I can tell you that is not what she does.
Wow.
She doesn't use that at all. So most of those companies set up, Dr. Oz, in fact, has to sue 50 of them a month, not just for this. Oh. I mean, he's got a stack of lawyers just suing companies because they put his name on things that he doesn't endorse at all. So don't believe it. I can tell you he doesn't endorse anything, although maybe this next year there will be some good housekeeping seal that goes on some of these. But at least on this, I can tell you, most of the Garcinia produced and Consumer Union tested ain't Garcinia.
Yeah, a couple times a week when he ends his television show, he mentions that, right? He's in the process of, he's trying to disassociate himself with a lot of these products that, you know, tie him in. And I guess he has to remind people of that. And he does it, I've seen it a couple times on his show, maybe once or twice a week toward the end of the show where he makes that disclaimer.
Yeah, he does it every show.
Yeah. Udocs@gmail.com. It's a UDOCS@gmail.com. We have our guest coming up right after the break at 35 minutes after the hour. It's an interesting story. It's about a woman, a practicing physical therapist that has worked at the very famous Walter Reed Army Medical Center. She was transferred out to another center, and she enjoys her work, which is working in the amputee clinics. And her stories are truly amazing, and she's put it all together in a book called Run, Don't Walk, The Curious and Chaotic Life of a Physical Therapist Inside Walter Reed Medical Center. It's Adele Levine, and she's our guest coming up next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.